Let's pick up Victor in Michigan, and his wife has a swollen ankle. What happened to her ankle, Victor?
Well, we don't know, Doctor. She also has varicose veins in the same leg.
Uh-huh. How old is she?
She's 44.
Oh, still pretty young. Okay, does the foot swell, too, or just the ankle?
Yes, the foot swells. The foot swells, too.
Well, you know, in Chinese medicine, the ankle, of course, and the foot would be a reflection of kidney. And this is where I think quantum reflex analysis really shines, because it's capable of telling if this is from kidney or not. So a quantum reflex analysis practitioner could test her. And in the Michigan area, we have two or three people. If you want me to guess at it, my guess would be that she's had children. 15, 20 years ago, she had an episiotomy, a tear between the vaginal and rectal area. And that tear is an interference field, and it's reflexing to the kidney on the side where she's got the swollen leg. Is that the right side?
The left side.
Left side, okay. So what we would do is support kidney first, and so we'd give her, how much does she weigh and how... Yeah, she's 44, and how much does she weigh?
About 140 pounds. She doesn't tell me, but it's about 140 pounds. Yeah.
So we'd give her about 2 kidney complex per meal to support the best function there. And then, of course, what we'd want to do is have her do some Medibody packs. These are mud packs. She would do 2 of these, usually with a fluid called HM Nano Detox.
Okay.
And she would do the foot, the whole foot first, 2 times. And then, if there's no major scar or trauma from that point to the episiotomy, then she would go and do the episiotomy. And she'd have to do the very top of the head with it. And they'll explain that to you when you call in. And so she would do maybe 2 packs there. If the tear was bigger than 3 inches, then she would have to do... she'd have to break the scar into 2 pieces and do it in 3-inch segments. But most people, it's very short.
She had a C-section.
Okay, well, now that, the episiotomy is the one that always reflexes to kidney. A C-section typically reflexes to stomach, and so your digestion isn't as good. That's what I'd be looking to there. But I suspect, how many children did she have?
4.
Okay, well, probably before the C-section, there was an episiotomy, but you can check on that. If not, we've got to find a tailbone injury or something that's sedating the normal energy flow to that right, that left kidney. That's what you're looking for.
Okay.
All right, buddy. And I've made notes on these, so they'll show you how to do these. Okay.
Just more than on coral calcium, is that absorbable by the body or it's not? Because they tell me that it's not organic.
Well, first of all, it is the problem you have with coral is that most of the coral on the planet is very poorly absorbed, almost useless.
Okay.
There's over 2,500 species, but there's one that has been shown to be 86% to 94% ionized, highly absorbed, the best seller in all of Japan, the number 1 or 2 best seller in all of Europe, because it works. And you can, that's the coral that we, of course, cell, it's called Sango Marine Coral, and of over 2,500 species, it's the only one that's 2 parts calcium, 1 part magnesium. All the rest are about 34% calcium and 2 or 3% magnesium, and dead like a rock, not ionized. So this coral you can absorb, and it works. It's one of our best sellers because people see it works over and over again.
Right. Okay.
Okay, buddy.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And you know, just one other thought here.
Okay.
When you take minerals, you can get a roll of pH paper. Check yourself first thing in the morning. You're going to be acid because our food doesn't deliver the minerals.
Right.
Then, as you start taking them, your pH should go out of the yellow, the acid zone, into the green zone. And what you can do, what you can do for yourself, Victor, is to see how little the coral you need to get your pH up, and then you can try any other kind of mineral. and okay. see that it can't get your pH up, then you know you got the best, okay?
Well, no, the chloric calcium brings the pH up pretty good, but this health store owners have told me that it's not organic.
Well,
organic, it's not absorbable.
No, no, it's once living source. The most important thing about absorbing something is whether it came from a live source or not. That's from living coral. So it is a live source. It's not from a non-living source. That's the key. Okay?
Okay, doctor. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.